A big moment in the somewhat brief second prime ministership of Kevin Rudd. He's off to Jakarta, touching down in Indonesia for a two-day visit tomorrow, a visit that was initially planned for Julia Gillard. Now, Mr. Rudd will take part in the annual Indonesia-Australia Leaders Meeting. Now, he'll be hoping to place asylum seekers and the possibility of regional cooperation on that issue very high on the agenda. Will that also be the Indonesian view, I wonder? Dr. Peter McCauley, he's a visiting fellow at the Australian National University in the Indonesia Project. He's studied Indonesia as an academic and an Australian policymaker for 40 years, and he joins you now via Skype from Jakarta. Dr. McCauley, welcome.
Hi, how are you from Jakarta?
Very well indeed. Now, this meeting with Prime Minister Rudd and President Uniono has quite a high profile in Australia, due largely to the domestic politics around asylum seekers. Is there a similar sense of expectation in Jakarta?
No, I don't think so. It's barely mentioned in the media here today. There are a string of leaders visiting Indonesia these days. The president of Vietnam was here last week, and so you know, to be really realistic about it, another leader in town is simply another leader passing through. I guess there'll be news tomorrow after the prime minister has touched down, but there isn't much news today.
Well, let's look at what might happen tomorrow. I mean, if Mr. Rudd is to push in his meetings for tougher policy on asylum seekers and border control from the Indonesian point of view, whatever that might mean, how is the Indonesian president likely to respond?
Oh, well, I would guess that there'll be Indonesian about it, Javanese about it. They will be pleasant. It's not the Indonesian style to push away or to be rude to foreign visitors, but there probably won't be a high degree of agreement. They'll probably just agree that there is an issue to be looked at, but this in a Javanese way will be saying, look, we have many issues on our plate, and this is only one of them.
Well, indeed, and look, it plays large domestically in Australia. I wonder what is the view of that people smuggling traffic in particular from Jakarta?
Well, there isn't much of a view amongst the general populace at all. The general populace, for example, are much more concerned about Indonesians who are overseas. There are something like 7 million Indonesians, 5 million in the Middle East and 2 million over in Malaysia, which is nearby. And of the 2 million in Malaysia, probably 1 million are illegal. So Indonesia's got quite a lot of international problems of its own, and these are the issues that tend to dominate domestic discussion about people movement. And against those sorts of figures, I mean, a total of 7 million, the numbers that Australia seems to be talking about, you know, it's difficult to see them at the end of a decimal point, frankly.
I mean, there must be a sense within the circles in Indonesia that encounter this problem from Australia of well, what on earth are you worrying about?
There is that, although at the senior levels of the Indonesian government, there is a good deal of understanding of Australia. It is understood that this is an important issue for Australia, and indeed movement from Southeast Asia to Australia has been an important issue in the region for a long time. You may remember, I think people in Australia have perhaps forgotten, but for many years Australia supported a camp for refugees called Galang, G-A-L-A-N-G, Galang. It's worth looking it up on Wikipedia because the history was not very good, frankly. So there is a sensitivity about this issue in Southeast Asia, and I think people in Southeast Asia understand that Australia has concerns. But Australia's concerns have to be fitted in to the other concerns around the region. It is one concern on the agenda, but there are many other issues on the regional agenda of people movement as well.
I imagine one of the shopping list, one of the issues, all the items on the shopping list that Mr. Rudd may be taking with him to Jakarta would be, yes, for some sort of progress on a regional solution in this to this issue, which, as you've suggested, may not be as warmly embraced by Jakarta as we may wish. The other is this notion which has been talked about here of some sort of camp, some sort of processing arrangement within Indonesia that may be Australian funded or assisted. And what you say there about the Galang experience may not bode well.
No, I don't think so. I would have thought that the chances of a camp within Indonesia are very low indeed. I think it's difficult to see Indonesia agreeing to that. As I say, just go back and read the Wikipedia page on Galang and ask yourself whether, now that's 15 or 20 years ago, ask yourself whether a camp like that would be acceptable these days to either Indonesia or Australia. Read the page and ask yourself whether that would be acceptable these days at the Australian end. I think this is a difficult issue. The discussion at the Australian end seems to be to talk about a regional solution. I understand that, but I don't really understand, to tell the truth, what this means. We need to define what a regional solution is. I mean, it sounds nice.
I think that means from the Australian point of view, could someone else please stop the boats?
Well, there is an element of that to it, I'm afraid. It may be that it's going to be very difficult to find a regional solution. It may be that the solution really has to be more at the Australian end, whatever that is. I don't know what it is. I simply don't know. But I'm not sure that the word regional is clear in this context.
Yes. Now, you mentioned, Dr. McCauley, before, that the understanding of Australia within government in Jakarta, and this is particularly amongst the cabinet. Can you run through some of the points of contact between senior Indonesian politicians in this country?
Oh, yes. At the Indonesian end, at the senior levels, I think there's quite a lot of familiarity with Australia, starting with the Vice President, Dr. Budiono, who's very eminent economist, held many senior positions, and he is now the Vice President and very close to the President. He studied in Perth many years ago. Then he took a master's degree from Monash. His daughter studied at the Australian National University. I mean, Budiono knows Australia very well, as does one of his chief advisors, Dr. Dewi Fortuna Anwar. She has a PhD from Monash University. Dewi Fortuna Anwar often appears at international meetings and I think is actually interviewed reasonably frequently by the Australian media. Then the foreign minister himself, Dr. Marty Natalegawa, has a PhD from the Australian National University. And there are a number of others. I mean, the numbers of the elite who have a fairly good understanding and feel for Australia is quite impressive. And I think that it's not that these people are sympathetic to Australia and understand Australia, but of course they also, as we know, all around the world, all politics is local. And so at the end of the day, whatever their own feelings, they have to look at the domestic electorate, the domestic feelings as well here in Indonesia.
Now, as with the PM, Mr. Rudd, about to arrive tomorrow in Jakarta, there was trouble late last week. Peter McCauley, when he was talking about the opposition's policy of turning boats back to Indonesia, he mentioned the possibility of diplomatic or even perhaps armed conflict. I wonder, was that reported in Indonesia? Will that colour Mr. Rudd's reception?
I think it's possible the word conflict was mentioned, but certainly not much was made of it. I must say I personally find it inconceivable that on the Australian side that leaders of either major political party, our leaders at the end of the day are fairly sensible when it comes to dealing with Indonesia. I find it inconceivable that any Australian leader would push policy to the degree that there would be conflict. I myself interpreted those words as as sort of, I guess, political conflict or some sharp diplomatic exchange. There might be some diplomatic issues, but I didn't interpret in that context, and I think the Indonesian end would not expect anything like a discussion of military options. There is, of course, always the possibility of some misunderstanding at sea. If there were Australian boats and Indonesian boats, there is always the possibility. If it's at night, if both sides don't understand what is going on, there is always the possibility of some misunderstanding. That sits there, I guess, as something that we would need to guard against.
Peter, thanks so much for your time this evening.
Good night. Bye.
Dr. Peter McCauley, he's a visiting fellow at the Australian National University and speaking to us tonight from Jakarta via Skype ahead of Prime Minister Rudd's arrival there tomorrow. It's 18 minutes after 7.